News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So, yeah, that was just kind of cool talking to Ernie. And this is going to be a real short segment here. I've only got a few minutes because I ran long with him just to make sure I had time in. Coming up next, I've got Lance Bell. And I've known Lance for a long time, St. Clair County. So Senator Jim McClendon had been in the state Senate for a number of years. I've forgotten how long he'd been there. But Jim McClendon actually sat in front of me in the Alabama Senate. And he decided not to run again. It was his time to retire. And so among the Republicans who stepped up, one is Lance Bell, who my friend, we went to law school together. He was the chairman of the Republican Party. I represented part of St. Clair County at one point, so we talked to each other a lot back then. But anyway, he jumped in, and Lance Bell just ran away with it. I'm talking like 70% of the vote. So we'll get him on the phone here in just a few minutes after the next break. But those voter rolls we were talking about earlier, you know, when you talk about the fact that there is a constant need to update, there is. I mean, things happen. You got to update the rolls. A story like right here off of WAFF, Channel 48, the date of March 30th of this year, points out that in Alabama, it says there are more than 3.5 million registered voters. 3.5 million. Says WAFF found out that voters do get purged from the list daily. And that's true. That's why the registrars have a job. They have to do their job, but they have a job. It says a lot of people in the Tennessee Valley view voting in elections as a duty and a privilege, but if you sat out during the Biden-Trump election, you might have issues voting in the upcoming primary. Not necessarily true. I think that's a bit of an overstatement. It's not like if you miss the last election, they're going to wipe you off the rolls. Doesn't work that way. But what they do look at is trends. Have you been absent from a number of elections? Do you match up with the State Department of Corrections website showing that you have been convicted of a felony? They look at things like, do the tax records indicate that you sold your house and moved to another state? Are you considered to be a student who only lives in a certain place temporarily, and the likely reason why you may have not voted is because you probably went back home or got a job somewhere? I mean, they look at things like, did you join the military and you're now overseas requesting military ballots, which means that you're no longer voting right there in that particular district. So things like that happen. It says, quote, people are removed from the voter rolls because of a lack of participation, and that process takes place in January after each presidential election. It's a process we use because it's prescribed by the federal government. He says that his team has removed 1.4 million voters from the rolls. And that's because, in his words, they either moved, they passed away, or they've been convicted. And I think the phrase he likes to use is they either moved away, they passed away, or they got put away. And so that happens. And that's legit. And that has to happen. Otherwise, you know, Alabama's been here since 1819. Think how big the rolls would be if we didn't purge the voters who no longer apply. The question, though, we've got in this Etowah County thing is not at all about purging voters. I mean, that happened in part, literally, that did happen in part in that lawsuit that I told you that I was a part of. But what happened this time was the redistricting. When they redrew the lines, they've got to reassign the voters to those new district lines. So when they redraw the lines, people who always thought they were voting in House District 28, oh, now I vote in 29? And so it changes things. That means it's got to change at the registrar's office. So that's just been a thing, y'all. Been a thing, and I hope they get it worked out. And I have made a number of phone calls today talking to key people. I won't go into some of those conversations right now, but suffice to say, there is going to be some accountability, I believe. We also are going to wind up having to see, here's the deal, the way that's going to work out in those two House races and those two county commission races in Etowah County, what's going to happen is the county commission, those folks qualify to run with the local party. So the local party will have to decide whether to certify that vote. The two House races, they qualify with the state party. The state party will have to qualify or certify that vote. If the party chooses to go ahead and certify because they don't deem there to be enough information given to them to do otherwise, then the election's over. It does not mean, though, that an aggrieved candidate cannot have a legal challenge. And under state law, and I know this for a fact, under state law, within just a couple of days of the elections canvassing and certification next week, They will have to file that legal challenge if they want to. And that'll open up Pandora's box if they do. We'll see. It does not mean one does not take the office. It means one has their office challenged and it may revert back. We'll see. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Coming up next with a future state senator, Lance Bell. We'll be right back.